I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And we are here today to talk about the 2030 Club. We're here with Robbie Sorensen and Kimberly Mason because they have an annual fundraiser. We've had them on the last couple of years for it. And they come back afterwards to tell you guys how the event went that they used the fundraiser money for. And I think that that's really amazing because often we hear the different nonprofits talking about fundraising and fundraising and fundraising, but we don't really know what they use that for. They kind of give us a list of things, but they use this money in a very specific way, and it's really cool. So I will let you guys be Robbie and Kimberly. And you guys, will you tell our listeners more about who you are as people and what is the 2030 Club?
Hi, Jessica. Yeah, my name is Robbie Sorensen. Like you said, I'm a financial advisor here in town. I work for Valak Financial Advisors. And part of my time off, I spend working with the Active 2030 Club, which is a group of young professionals who like to get together, hone their leadership skills. And while they're doing that, we raise money and give back to local children in our community.
All right.
Hello, my name is Kimberly Mason. I am a stay-at-home mom of three girls. I'm also the vice president of the Active 2030 Club in Chico.
Wonderful. So, I can't hear myself. I hope this is recording. Okay. You can hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, good. Tell everybody about this coming fundraiser that's coming up. It's really exciting.
Absolutely. We're very excited. It's our 10th annual Margarita Mix-Off. It's coming up May 7th, which is the day before Mother's Day, 2016. So we've got about 3 weeks before the event. We have seven local restaurants participating this year, mixing up some custom delicious margaritas for your enjoyment. We sell tickets for $50 a piece. At our website, www.chico2030.org. I guess we'll talk about that again later. I want to give a shout out to the restaurants that are participating. One is Buffalo Wild Wings. We have Butte Creek Country Club. We have The End Zone here in Chico, La Hacienda, Pan and Getty's, Poorhouse, and Shenanigans, all participating in this year's event.
Wow, those are some of my favorite places. I love Pan and Getty's. Oh, I could eat them every day.
Good people, good food. They're obviously wanting to be involved in the community, so that's great.
Yeah, that is. So tell everybody, what is this? You buy your ticket, and then you go, and what happens?
You come, you get to taste seven different margaritas from each of those participants. We have a taco bar catered by the Poorhouse, and we have live music from Decades. Decades is a cover band. They play everything from Katy Perry to Chuck Berry. It's a lot of well-known songs. They do a very good job on getting everybody involved. And if you like to dance, they're a lot of fun to dance to.
We also have the silent auction and a big raffle coming up. We also have photo booths, and we also have a beer garden.
Ooh, so is it 21 and older then?
It is absolutely a 21 and over event. We do have a shuttle service after the event, so we absolutely do not want you to drink and drive. We can help arrange transportation afterwards if you are going to partake in the event.
That sounds so awesome. So tell everybody about what is it that you're raising the funds for.
So we have a number of different philanthropic activities that we do throughout the year. Our biggest one is our annual back-to-school shopping spree coming up August 13th, where we have a goal of taking 100 kids to Kohl's, providing them with a $100 gift card to Kohl's to buy new clothes, new shoes, whatever they need, as well as a backpack full of school supplies, get a free eye exam, get a free haircut, We have a lot of things on the agenda for that event, but we need to raise money in order to help provide these things for the kids.
How do you find the kids?
We actually work with 7 local agencies in town who provide us with a list of those kids and actually bring them and drop them off. And we get a list from their parents that say, you know, we need shoes or we need shorts or whatever they need, sweaters and that kind of stuff. It's actually a really, really fun event. Kim, I know, has worked the event a couple years.
Mm-hmm. This will actually be my 3rd time doing it. So it's a lot of fun. That's what first got me into the club, is doing the back-to-school shopping.
Yeah,
my husband, my son, and I help every year, too. And since I only have boys, I just can't seem to make a girl. It is.
Keep trying.
We'll see. A 17-year-old and a 5-month-old is kind of a handful enough. We'll see what happens. But for me, I love it. One of the things I love about it, it's a little selfish, is that I get to be paired up with a little girl. And I finally get to go buy girl things. Oh, my goodness. My heart is so happy. And I get to help and, you know, all of that philanthropic altruism.
Yeah.
But the selfish part is I get to hang out with a little girl for the day and go shopping.
Well, a nice thing, like you know, is when you start giving back, it can fill your heart and make you feel good. So it's kind of a selfish thing, is giving to other people.
Yeah. Well, we are heading to this commercial break. If you guys want to hear a little bit more about the 2030 Club, Robbie and Kim, and the margarita mix-off, then please stay tuned. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now every Monday and Tuesday.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now on KKXX Radio, 104.5 FM and 930 AM. You can also find us on the internet at kkxx.net. And you can listen to us live streaming, or you can repeat this show and listen to it again. Every show, we leave it on our podcast area of our website for 1 week, and then it gets covered up by the next week's show. So if you missed a portion of this show, or you just want to hear it again because it's that good, I believe it's that good, then go to kkxx.net, find the spot that says podcast, click on that, and then click on Chico Now. And pick, I think it's the 2nd one down from the top. You'll find me. Just click around. Today we have Kim Mason. And I had to look twice because I went to high school with a girl named Kim Mason. And it didn't occur to me. And I'm like, wait, no. Back up. Beep, beep. It's not the same girl. And Robbie Sorensen. They are here representing the 2030 Club. And we were talking about the big fundraiser they have coming up on May 7th called the Margarita Mix-Off. And I'd like them to give you the contact info again on how to buy tickets or learn more about the Margarita Mix-Off, because the proceeds go to helping kids in our community get back to school clothes. So that's just, I don't know, it's just amazing. having worked with that population for a long time, it's really stressful for those kids and so stressful for the parents when they know that the first day of school is coming up and all the other kids are going to be dressed to the nines and they can barely afford socks. So they get their kids a couple cute outfits, but they're still wearing the same socks and underwear. So when the 2030 Club is able to help out in that way and provide $100 of school clothes shopping, you and I know that $100 doesn't go very far nowadays, but Kohl's also gives a discount during the event, which is so generous, and it just takes such a load off of all of those families' stress levels and makes kids more apt to pay attention in class, to be compliant with their teachers, because they don't feel like outcasts. They don't feel like they're different from everybody. And so they use a fun way of fundraising, which is having a margarita contest by all the different businesses in town and charging tickets to go to that contest. So I would like them to give you a little bit more info on how to obtain those tickets. But also, I want you to know more about the 2030 Club, because I think it's really interesting and it's just a really cool idea that even exists out in the world. All right, guys, I'm going to let you talk now.
Thank you, Jessica. So, yeah, Active 2030 Club is young professionals that get together between the ages of 21 and 39. We meet twice a month, the first and third Tuesdays of every month at the Poor House here in town. We have about an hour, hour and a half meeting, and the meetings generally consist of how do we raise money and how do we give that money back to be as efficient as possible in helping kids in our community. So we have, 10 years ago, we started doing the margarita mix-off, just somebody's idea. It was a trolley crawl. We'd go from restaurant to restaurant, and we sold tickets for that, and we raised a little bit of money. And over the last 10 years, it's grown. This year, it's going to be at the Silver Dollar Fairgrounds. We're expecting between 700 and 750 people. It's going to be our largest event so far. We actually may sell out a ticket, so... if you are interested, go to www.chico2030.org. It's C-H-I-C-O, the number 2030, .org. And that'll take you right to our Margarita Mix-Off page right now until the event, and where you can buy tickets. You can look at our silent auction items. You can, if you're interested and you're not wanting to partake in the event, you can actually volunteer. We can definitely use some additional volunteers. Or come to one of our meetings and tell us how we can be more efficient on giving back to our community or raising money.
Oh, I love your humble hearts. I just love it. Okay, we have one more commercial break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk with Kim and Robbie a little bit more for the 2030 Club. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your Monday and Tuesday host of Chico Now.
Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, on Chico Now, KKXX Radio. And I am actually a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number, IMF 69783, registered with the Board of Behavioral Sciences. And I work at Chico Creek Counseling under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor. I'm currently accepting clients. My number is 530-921-5122. Just had a plug my own little stuff over there. You know, the station has actually been telling me, start plugging yourself, and it's awkward. How many people out there feel awkward talking about yourself, especially like in a huge forum like a radio? Yeah, it's hard. So I did that, and I am proud of myself. I was brave.
Good job. Sounded great.
Thank you very much. Okay, guys. So we've talked about the margarita mix-off and then the school clothes that you get for the kids with the fundraising that comes from the mix-off. What are some other things that you do as the 2030 Club that might help other people think, oh, that sounds like a fun group of people. All the proceeds they use are donated to children, but how they earn those proceeds sounds really fun. Go ahead, Kim.
besides our margarita mix-off, that's the biggest fundraiser that we have. We're also doing a thrift store dinner date night early July to raise some more money to give back to our community.
What's that?
It is, we're doing a big dinner at ARC Pavilion in early July. So what we're going to do is we're going to sell tickets for $75, I believe. And $15 of that money is going to go to where you can do a shopping spree at ARC store. So whatever your partner decides to buy, you have to wear it to that dinner.
So you have $15 to buy something for your date.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's $75 a couple.
So you have to be honest about what your measurements are.
Pretty much, yes.
Oh, great.
We're going to get that place fixed up so you can go in with your date or your friend or whoever you want to bring and buy them some clothes. Buy them some fun clothes that they can wear for dinner that night. If they're mean to you, you can be mean to them. If they're nice to you, you can still be mean to them if you want.
You might end up dressed to the nines, or you might end up dressed like Bozo.
Right. You each get $15, and that actually goes a long way at these ARC thrift stores. They have some great deals and some good clothes. So
what happens next after you go shopping?
Then right next door is the ARC Pavilion. You walk in, red carpet. You're going to take pictures in your nice new outfits from the ARC store and have a nice dinner.
Wow, that sounds really fun.
Yeah, we have actually DJ Platinum Productions from Santa is going to be out there. He's going to be spinning some tunes and having a good time.
Yeah. Oh, so and because in the summer there's not a lot of like fun dressing up type of things like in the holidays.
Well, this is a pretty unique dress up setup. I've done one before just as a trial. I had a blast. We went to Sierra Nevada Brewery for dinner. And one of the rules is you're not supposed to talk about what you're doing. So when people are like, hey, how come you're wearing a top hat and suspenders with shorts? It doesn't make sense. And
You just have to roll with it.
Yeah, you have to roll with it, but you can't tell them what you're doing.
I look sharp.
Yeah.
I look good in this.
Right, you don't like this? Yeah.
What do you mean this isn't the style?
Right?
It's coming around again.
Yeah. That sounds so fun. So do you have to be a member of 2030 to be part of that, or can anyone join that?
No, the only part about being a member is that you get to plan these events. So being a member means you're planning the fundraisers, you're planning the community event. One of the community events that we're doing right now is called Buddy Benches. So we've installed four. We're installing one more next Friday. But they're buddy benches. They're little benches that go at elementary schools around town where kids can sit on them if they're feeling like they want a friend or need a friend, or if their friends aren't there that day or can't be found. They go sit on the bench, and it just means that, hey, I want somebody to talk with or a new friend to meet. And it's the old, make a friend, be a friend mentality.
Oh, have you had much feedback from the schools? Are the kids actually using it for the intended purpose?
Have wonderful feedback from the kids or from the schools. We're not there during school hours, so we don't actually get to see it. We don't really get to see the fruits of what happens. But we've gotten some letters back saying, thank you very much, and some really heartfelt good feedback.
Oh, when I was a little girl, I probably would have been sitting on the buddy bench. I was so shy. I was so shy. My second grade teacher told my mom I was abnormally shy. Oh. Ha! If that teacher could see, I have a radio show.
Right?
Things change.
I probably was abnormally shy, though.
Yeah, I was not very outgoing, I gotta say. So I think that would have worked for me when I was in elementary school.
Yeah.
But really, members are just to join the club. If you want to come join, it's to design these fundraisers, to design these community events. But we really invite anybody and everybody to come and participate and help make our community a better place.
That's so wonderful. Okay, before we leave, since the music is coming on, will you tell everybody one more time how to learn more about the Margarita Mix-Off and how to join or get tickets?
www.chico2030.org.
www.chico2030.org. Yay! All right, guys.
Hope to see you there.
see you there.
Thanks, Jess.
Bye-bye. And be blessed.